Grew up early on in his childhood career on Highway 4 Utica all the way to the Final Four in Atlanta. And Ron Baker joining me here back here in Scott City for the weekend. And thanks for joining me here, Ron. Just talk about what your freshman year like and the experience has been for you.
To me, it's been pretty up and down. Battled a pretty major injury this year. And to get back from it and play those last seven games of the year in the tournament when it mattered meant a lot. And I know my team needed me the most then, and I produced, and we had a really great run this year, and a lot of people are very proud of us.
And I know it was tough being injured, but maybe looking back, was it kind of a blessing in disguise? You're a little bit more fresher when the postseason play came along?
Yeah, being injured wasn't fun, but on the bright side of things, you got to watch the game from the outside in and see different things as a player. Instead of being in practice, you're watching them practice and you're seeing the little things that you could do to help the team win. And down the stretch, it really paid off. I had some fresher legs than maybe some other teams we played, and you could say it helped me out a little bit.
Ron Baker once again joining me here in Scott City, signing some autographs for some of his fans here in Scott City today. And talk about going to Salt Lake City. You guys were the 9 seed playing Pittsburgh, and then you had to play Gonzaga, which was for many people an upset. Really didn't turn out to be in the end. Then facing Ohio State and LaSalle in Los Angeles. What was the West Regional like?
It was a pretty broad West Regional. No one really knew when you saw ESPN and CBS. No one really knew who was going to come out of that regional. It was a couple teams here and there that had an up and down year a little bit, and not a lot of people thought Gonzaga could make it out of the West Regional. And for us, it was probably the best regional we could have gone into, just because teams were up and down all year. And we knew if we could defend and play the style we wanted to play through the regional, that we could make a little run.
And talk about playing in the Staples Center. What's that experience like? Were you in one of the Clippers or Lakers locker rooms?
We were set up in the Clippers locker room, and everybody keeps asking me whose locker I was in, but they unfortunately took the name tags down before the tournament. But playing the Staples Center was pretty much a dream come true, and the arena's beautiful. The outskirts of the arena, outside, all the things that got going on around there is really, really neat, and it was quite the trip we had.
You guys turn around and play Final Four Louisville, ended up winning the national championship, probably played them tougher than anybody that they had faced in the tournament, even including Michigan there in the finals. Talk about that game, Louisville going up against a legendary coach in Rick Pitino, and some of those factors. What was that atmosphere like in Atlanta?
It was a little different than the gym down the hallway here. When you're playing in front of 75,000, it's quite the atmosphere. As a player, it's probably a lot of people think it gets really loud in there, but since the arena is so big, you only got one team cheering at once, so it's a little different. Playing against Louisville and Rick was a really great experience. My dad was a big Kentucky fan when I was younger, and growing up, knowing his name and getting to play against him was pretty phenomenal, and hitting three threes against Rick Pitino's team is something I can tell my family down the line, and That's something to be very proud of.
Well, you're done with your freshman eligibility of basketball. What's it been like for Ron Baker since that Gonzaga game on? Just because of the attention, your Twitter followers are almost up to 10,000. What's the attention been like for you, and how tough is it to try to stay humble?
It's been kind of tough. You can't really get out of the house much in Wichita, which is good, because it goes to show you did something good for the town, and, you know, people kind of look at you as an idol, and it makes you feel kind of blessed at the same time. But coming home, it's been really nice. People just treat me the same, just like I was in high school, so that's good. And this season's been really good, and I'm really looking forward to the next 3 years I got.
You've the hard work has paid off for you. It's been kind of fun watching you. You have 3 more years, which is hard to believe, and it'll go fast. But what an inspiration you are to a lot of younger kids from smaller towns in Western Kansas or all over the country. And your work ethic definitely paid off. And thanks for joining me here real quickly, Ron. And I know you got to get back into Wichita.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Adam. I hope all is well, and we'll see you soon.